Blog Talk Radio.
you love the Lord? Do you love everybody? If you love Him, stand on your feet and give Him a hand clap, everybody. It's a salute to Reverend Clay Evans, Miss Lou Della, and Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church. Musical history, put your hands together.
Yeah. but I'm right back on because I want to make sure everyone can hear me today. You know, what does the Bible say about reconciliation? Well, I'm glad you asked. I went to Matthew 5, 23 and 24, and the Word of God says, if you are presented a sacrifice at the altar in the temple, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar. Go and become reconciled to that person. Then come and offer your sacrifice to God. I have a gentleman that's coming on again today with me from the UK. I want to say good morning. It's still night in your part of the world, and it's morning here, and I'm going to bring you on in case, because I see your line keeps dropping. So I'm going to bring you on. So you are on if you decide to talk. You are just let me know. I'll just press 1 on your keypad. I already have you in. Maybe that'll keep your call from dropping. And if area code 918 would like to say something, let me know, and I'll bring them in also in 713. But, you know, God and say to be reconciled to that person, come and offer your sacrifice to God. You know, being reconciled with other people is important to God because it demonstrates a humble and forgiving spirit. You know, also in Matthew's the 25th and the 26th verse, the Word of God say, when you are on the way to court with your adversity, settle your difference, or your adversary, settle your difference quickly. Otherwise, your accuser may hand you over to the judge, who will hand you over to an officer, and you will be thrown into prison. And if this happens, you surely won't be free again until you have paid the last penny. That was from the Word of God. You know, working toward reconciliation with others is important to your health and peace of mind. Don't you know, when you're in turmoil and when you're in disagreement with somebody and you can't sleep, you can't eat, you just tore all up on the inside. But until you can reconcile with your brother or your sister, go to them in prayer, go to them in faith. You don't have to call everybody across the world. Go to that person. If you know you have an odd with that person, go to that person. Don't talk about it with everybody else that's going to give you different opinion. You and that person know why y'all fell out, or you and that person know why y'all not speaking. God said come together, be able to let the devil know he's not going to keep y'all apart, no matter what he's doing or what he's saying. And, you know, God wants you to resolve your difference with each other, because doing so promote unity. And you want to bring unity to it. And the Word of God says in Ephesians and 2 and 14 on reconciliation, Christ himself has brought peace to us. He united Jews and Gentiles into one people when in his own body on the cross. He broke down the walls of hostility that separate us. You know, when you read that, you know, God through Christ has made a way for groups at intimate with one another to make peace and fully reconcile. And if any of my guests would like to say something, just hit 1 on your keypad. I've already put you in, and I'll be more than happy to be able to answer, or we can talk about conciliation. Would you hold, please? Okay, excuse me for that. I'm right on back. And, you know, another thing, what does it mean to be reconciled to God? Well, I'm glad you asked. You know, Isaiah 53 and 5 say, he was pierced for our rebellious, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. My. Just think about how you run across people that's rebellious and how they just defy everything that you're saying or what's going on. And you know, in Romans 5:10, it says, since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his son. You know, you have been united with Christ Jesus. Once you were far away from God, but now you have been brought near to him through the blood of Christ. My. If anyone would like to say something, just go right ahead. That want to say something to reconciliation at this time on the line, feel free. And as I go on, Colossians 1:20-21 say, through Christ, God reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. This includes you who were once far away from God. You know, one of the most fundamental truths taught in the Bible is that you, along with all people, were born with a sinful nature. And sin separated you from God. If you want a personal relationship with him, you must be reconciled to him. And that begins with the recognition that without the work of Jesus Christ on the cross, you cannot approach God. You know, he chose to have his son Jesus take your punishment so you could approach God. Accept God's gift of bridging the gap so you can be reconciled to him and have a relationship with him. You know, this is the greatest gift ever offered, and the only one and the only way to be reconciled to God. You know, as I went to Romans 5:1, it says, we have made right in God's sight by faith. And 2 Corinthians 5:10-21, just breaking it down some, from 19:21, I'm sorry, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. If someone would like, I can stop right there. Somebody want to say something?
Hello?
Good morning, good morning. How are you doing? And welcome to Joy and Peace.
Hello, my sister. I'm wonderful, thank you. Hello?
Did you want to, yeah, I'm here. Did you want to say something on the topic today?
Yeah, I would like to share something. You know, thank you for the opportunity. You know, it's Brother Simon here, so, you know, just been listening.
I welcome you to the ad, Brother Simon.
Good afternoon. You know, I just said the start is where I'm at the moment is in the afternoon at the moment. You know, it's not quite nighttime here yet, so,
okay.
You know, just wanted to, you know, but on the, what you was talking about on the reconciliation, you know, Christ has reconciled us to God. And now, after that, we have come to Christ. It's our mandate also to reconcile the world back to God. You know, we are the ones who have to reach out to those who are lost, the unsaved. And, you know, even sometimes here in the UK, it's a first world country and it's supposed to be a Christian country. But it's, sometimes it's shocking and it's frightening when you meet some people and they've never heard of God. They've never heard of Jesus Christ. You know, and the other day I was thinking to myself, you know, a person like, I was thinking about Michael Jackson, for instance, who
mm-hmm.
God created and gave him life. When that man died, you know, within less than 24 hours, the whole world knew.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody that say, even little kids that have never seen Michael Jackson, just didn't know about Michael Jackson. But God came in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ came over 2,000 years ago, and he did something great and wonderful for us, and he died, and he rose from the dead, and today he's alive, but yet there's still millions around the world that have never heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, one man can die, a pop star, and the whole world mm-hmm. knows about him in less than 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. You're
you know,
so right about that.
That's why it's our mandate, you know, and how does this happen? You know, I just want to share something quickly and for all those who are listening. You know, the Bible says in Romans chapter 13, verse 10 says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. You know, and just to enlighten on this, you know, all people are the same when it comes to love. They feel and react to love the same way. Love mm-hmm. changes them. It brings everybody to the same plane, irrespective of the culture, because there's no culture against love. You know, so when we're on the streets, when we're in our workplaces, in our schools, people are supposed to look at us as a child of God and say, wow, there's something different about this one. Nothing
mm-hmm.
bothers this one. He don't get worried. And he's full of love. He don't know me, but he always shows me love. He always smiles at me. There's a glow. They'll see the light on you. So that love that you express will attract people like a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's an opportunity for you now to share about that love and let them know that it's Christ who brings that love into a person's life. You know, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13 says, and now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Amen. You know, if you walk in love towards other people, they'll be compelled sooner or later to respond the same way, because love begets love. When you understand the love of God, you'd realize that it's the greatest power in the universe. It goes beyond cultural divides, religious barriers, ethnic differences, and social stratifications, etc. You know, the love of God can reach anyone and melt the hardest of hearts. There's no doubt about that. No matter how hard a person's heart is, the love of God can melt it. The Bible says, the mountains melt like wax at your presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when we bring, because we carry the presence of God 24/7, we don't come out of his presence. You know, we're in him and he's in us, so we don't come out of his presence. So when we come amongst people now, even people that's looking for God, you can boldly say to them, look no further, because God has come to you through me right now.
That's you know, right.
Jesus Christ said, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. So that's my statement as well. Whoever has seen Simon has seen the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm made in his likeness and in his image. And he has poured his spirit into me. You know, I have all his attributes. I have the same life as him, because that's what Jesus Christ gave to me, the God kind of life, the Zoe. You know, I'm one with him, inseparable with him. So that's why it's a mandate, and it's important to reconcile. And when you train yourself to walk in love, you know, it's a conscious choice you have to make, and it will transform your life, no doubt about it. You know, anybody listening, you know, tell yourself every day, I'm going to walk in love no matter what. I won't let nothing disturb me. I'm going to walk in love. You know, one thing, Christianity is for talkers. You know, the Bible even says, it says, do not just be hearers of the word, but be doers also.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our testimony, speaking the word of God. Regardless of how your life is, speak the word. You know, even morning, I'm blessed. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm an overcomer. That's what pleases God. So when I tell myself every day, I'm going to walk in love, no matter if a person looks at me in a bad way, in a bad manner, someone tries to mistreat me, the love in me will make them feel that they have to change their ways, because they will want what I have. And the anointing is powerful. So when we come in the presence of somebody and they know there's something in this person, around this person, and working through this person, it will impact their lives. And that same person that you saved today, it's not hard to save a soul. if you set that target and say, I'm going to save 5 souls per week, 1 per day, you know, if you look at your daily schedule, nobody on this earth can never say they don't meet one single person in one day. You know, when we're on the street, we go on the buses, in buildings, in malls, we walk past thousands of people every day.
Mm-hmm.
But are you doing what the Lord called you to do and says, preach the gospel to every creature? You know, that's what we have to do. You know, he said, also Jesus said in John chapter 13, verse 34, he says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you love one another also. You know, before, Jesus changed this because he says, you know, in the Old Testament as well, God also said, I'll bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you.
Uh-huh.
But now, it's not to say, Jesus changed it now. I don't have to love somebody because he loves me. I have to love because Jesus loved me.
Yeah.
So it's the love in me that compels me to do and act and move like him. There shouldn't be anybody you can't love. Nobody upon this planet. There shouldn't be anybody you can't love. You know, the love way is the way of victory. When you walk in love, it was always victory. Like you were stating earlier, my sister, if you have grudges against anybody, if you have this against anybody, it's only yourself you're destroying.
That's right.
It's not the person, because a lot of people don't even know. This is the reason why God tells you to forgive people. When you harbor unforgiveness in your heart, bitterness, hatred, anger, these are the things that causes cancer. And people don't know. Causes sickness. That's why when you meet somebody and you say, you know what, no matter the problem that happened between us, I forgive you. You just feel that release of your spirit, like a burden's been lifted off anyway. You know, and many people don't know this. They think, you know, doctors can only go so far why old person's got cancer. No, there's a deeper root that's caused that cancer to be there. And people harbor unforgiveness, and it's not good. So we have to learn to forgive. And when we walk in love, you know, we don't live by the Ten Commandments, we live under grace. But if it was to be the Ten Commandments, for instance, now, and a man is full of love, you can't tell this man about don't steal. You can't tell him about don't commit adultery. You can't tell him about don't have on. He's full of love. That's why Jesus says, love each other as I have loved you. You know, you must love everybody genuinely, even when their actions aren't deserving of your love. Because that's what shows Christ in you. It don't make sense waking up saying, I'm going to love everybody. Then this person knows I'm a Christian and he says something bad against me. And then my actions change. How's he going to think of me now? You know, you can't give the devil no room. So we choose to walk in love. You know, the Bible tells us that God demonstrated his love. While we, you, my sister, and people on the line, we were undeserving of kindness. You know, the Bible says, Romans chapter 5, verse 8, God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Yes.
And therefore, as his beloved children, we're to love like him. For the Bible also says, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savior. You know, to walk with God, you have to love like him.
That's right.
The Bible even says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 8, you can check these scriptures also. It says, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knoweth not God, for God is love. So this scripture alone tells you, a person can say, I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God, but his actions don't show love to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
He that don't love don't know God. So many times people might think, you know, only God can judge me, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, only God can judge you, but the authority he has given to his children, the word in me will judge you. I don't need to judge you. The word in me. So if you're saying, I'm a child of God, I know God, but you don't have love. The Bible says you don't know God. It's not me. It's God said it.
Yes.
You know, so let this be our language. Let this be consistent with the God kind of love. You know, let your life be the outshining of his love. And I hope the words that have been spoken through me by the Holy Spirit have touched somebody today on the line. You know, somebody might have woke up this morning in a mood that's not consistent with their nature. You know, giving this love message. You can go out today, you know, regardless. Before you go out, pray in other tongues. Pray, charge up your spirit, because out there in the world of darkness is a spiritual battle. You know, you go into the bus today. In the spiritual realm, you don't know what's there, but because you've gone onto that bus is sanctified. That bus is consecrated with the presence of God because you are there. Because you are on that bus may have been in line to go and have an accident, but because you're on that bus, bus will be caught accident. People are saved through you just being in their presence. You know, so choose to walk in love. Go out with a smile. Let somebody look at, oh, Rabu Shanda Likimunda Rabasente Likimushanda. Oh, Karabu Sabaraba Sheteligi Mongaradaska Liga Angredushka. Ma Telekebo Sabaraba Shatakadushka. You know, I just feel the anointing right now. And God is saying, walk in love. God is just saying, walk in my love. Ma Terebo Sabaraba Shotokoliga Mande. Zibra Dustara Angredushka. If there's anybody on this line right now, oh, Rabba Satarigir Moshanda Laka Angradushka, you will walk in love from this day forth. It will be your daily confession, Karabu Shanda Laka Mande. You know, the Bible says that God will, men will favor you. When you walk in that love,
yeah,
you will take life goes from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from health to health. You know, life is wonderful, but if we don't walk in love, how can I save this lost soul? How can I say, how can I bring salvation to this one that's never heard of God if I don't walk in love? Or if I just look at him, judge him from his outward figure, oh, he don't want to know anyway. If I talk to him or talk to her, she won't pay no attention. No, don't look at that. That's what the devil wants you to think. Soul and the spirit that needs being brought out of darkness into light. You know, don't judge by the outer appearance. Even if many people out there, they walk with the biggest smiles on their face, but inside they're hurting. And you won't know. But when you speak to that person now, just the words that you speak will break that person open, and they will confess to you what they need, what they're lacking, what they want God to do for them. Like I said earlier, you know, the love of God can melt the hardest of a heart.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can.
So today and forever, not just today, but for the rest of your life, make it be a confession. Today I choose to walk in love.
I do too.
When I live in love, I have no choice but to walk in love anyway, because it's a nature to me. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. And you know, as you were speaking, I had some more scripture. We was talking about love, and I had down for John 3:16-17, and the word of God say, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." And what you were saying was so true. To, you know, to meet people that say they don't know Jesus, and for a pop star or a big star to die, everybody in every hamlet, everywhere around the world, know within 24 hours. And here you're trying to convey Jesus Christ right in your own city. You out going door to door. You standing on corners. Or you telling people in the grocery store. And I don't leave the line every day without telling people, "I love you." And
you know,
that's genuine from my heart. You know, put a smile on your face. You don't know who you're going to meet that day. That you need to, give a word of encouragement. Somebody might be going through something that day. And if you put a smile, give them a handshake, or even just hug them. People don't know how much that means to just a person. Sometimes they may have been going through everything. They've lost their job, lost their family.
You know,
so many things can happen in a course of a day. And when you pass, you can be in your car sitting at a red light and look over to somebody. Don't look at them mean. Give them a smile. Put the biggest smile on your face. And when you do that, they're going to say, you know, they're going to start thinking, "Wait a minute.
You know,
I'm sitting here feeling sorry for myself. Here's somebody over there don't even know me giving me a smile." The other day, I'll give a good example. The other day, I was in my car going to take care of some things. And, I mean, I was listening to some CDs in my vehicle. And I mean, I got so happy, I almost pulled a car off on the side of the freeway to get out to just give, I was just giving him glory in the car. But I mean, he just overcame me with that love and that peace and that joy that just was going all through me from my belly on up. And I mean, I couldn't take both of my hands off the wheel, but I moved one hand and put the other, moved one hand and just give him praise. Because when I, just me in the car, no, with the angels all around, just thinking how good God is, you know, what he doing to me, that love he had for me, little old me, what, you know, how he died on the cross,
you know,
how his body was broken and torn, you know, reconciliation. And I was thinking about the topic when I decided to put it on, you know, on Blog Talk, you know. We can't go around angry with people because they say something we don't like, or they do something. All of us, your children do things every day you don't like. You're going to chastise them and everything, but you still love them.
You know,
somebody going to say something to you on your job. You may not like the way they say it, but you come back with love, not something negative. Grumbling and complaining and, you know, huffing and puffing, because you don't know where God have put you that day for your blessing.
Amen. You know, as you know, referring to the scripture that you just shared from John 3:16, you know, if you meditate on it, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave. You know, so that goes to show you there that God acted upon his love. He didn't just say, I'll love and keep it for myself. He says he gave, he so loved the world that he gave. So how are you acting upon your love today? You know, and what I want to share with anybody who's listening, no matter where God has placed you, you know, you're not, whether it's in your workplace, in your school, in your university, you're there for a reason, you know, and all things work together for your good. That place of work that you're in is your chariot. You know, just like when Philip, when God told Philip to go and run to the chariot to preach to the Ethiopian eunuch, that place of work, that school, that's your world, that's your chariot. And you don't have to say, I need to reach out to 20, 30 people in one day. Just touch one soul, soul, and it becomes a chain. That one soul will touch another one in that place of work. Say, wow, when sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so talked to me and led me to Christ, a great peace come upon me. My life is changed. I'm beautiful. I was sick, but now I'm healed. You know, and their testimonies will save others, and it's like a chain. So that's your place of work. But are you going to work and demonstrating the love of God, or are you going there every day with anger? Oh, I don't like this lady that's sitting across from me. I don't like this man who's sitting next to me on the desk. Every day, be the one to make a change. Don't conform to them. God says, do not be conformed to this world. You know, change them. The love in you can change them. Transform them. Whether you're in college, there's thousands of students there. Reach out to one. If they don't accept, at least you can hold your hands up and say, Father, I tried. But know that word that you planted, that seed has been planted, somebody else will come.
And
you know,
water.
The Bible says, yes. And also, what you have to remember, the one who waters, he also gets watered also. So if you water in souls, God is going to water you also. And that's how your life is from, you know, from glory to glory. And it's a joy. You know, when the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 says, Jesus said, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. But how many people, my sister, how many people do good to them that hate them? You know, Jesus Christ was, none of us, I don't care what somebody's been through, what you're going through now, nobody up on this earth can ever be punished the way Jesus Christ was punished. People spat on him, people beat him, they mocked him. You know, even when he was taking the beatings, just if you think about those stuff that they used to hit him. You know, I don't know if you've ever watched the Passion of Christ. It's a wonderful film. But when he's getting beaten, it makes you cry. But remember, this is only a film. It's only a film. The Bible says he was marred more than a man. He was unrecognizable. But every beating, every lash that he took, you notice he kept getting up again. He kept getting up again to take away all those sicknesses, all those diseases, all those infirmities till they were all completed. He went up on the cross. They still mocked him. What did he say? He says, Father, forgive them. They do not know
forgive
what they...
Mm-hmm.
So if someone has upset you in your workplace today, don't hold a grudge against them. Go to them and say, what you did to me the other day, what you said to me is nothing. I forgive you. Show them love. If they don't want to accept it, it's them that's going to be hurt, not you. Release yourself. Don't hold yourself in a bondage. And then use it to reconcile those. You know, I don't know who's listening to me today. I'm a child of God. I'm led by the Spirit. Anything I speak comes from the Holy Spirit. And I'm saying to you now, brother, sister on the line, no matter how many people are in your workplace, that workplace is your domain. You can take that workplace. That workplace, do you know, just you, because you're in that workplace is prosperous because of you. Do you know that? Because you're the one that's there. You're the child of God there. You're the one who has favor 24 hours a day. That business is prospering because of you.
Yes.
So what are you doing in there? Use it. Take control. Father, thank you as I go to work today, I will reach to somebody. Father, who do you want me to talk to? Before you notice, they will come looking for you.
Mm-hmm.
They will come to you. My sister, I got this problem. They may have never spoke to you before, but they will come to, they feel something inside them to go and confide in you and share with you what's on their heart. You know, don't let no one discourage you. You are the one. You are the Jesus Christ of today. The same Jesus that walked the streets of Nazareth and Galilee. You're the same Jesus walking the streets of wherever you live today. Because he's you. He's him. He lives in you. Your life is hid in him. You know, and that's why he said to you, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He said, don't worry about what you shall say. The Holy Spirit will teach you all things. He shall remind you of all things that I have said.
Yeah,
you know.
So,
and I know from this message today, I know there's people listening. And I know in my heart that some are going to phone back with a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to share what they have learned from the message of reconciliation and love. You know, the Holy Spirit is wonderful.
Yes, it is.
You know, the message that he gave to you, my sister, is powerful. Reconciliation brought. He has added love to it as well. Because like we know from the word says, if I don't have love, you know, if I speak in tongues but don't have love, what am I?
Yeah, like a sound.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, you know, we have to do these things in love. And before I go, I just want to, you know, anybody listening as well, you can tune in to my I have a show twice a week. It's called Christ's Beloved Son, Prayer and Miracles. You know, and you can listen to it every Tuesday and every Thursday, 11:30 p.m. UK time. So if you want to tune in where we share. Yesterday was my first show and it was wonderful. Was a blessing. You know, sister,
email
I want to thank
you
for your show.
Email me your site so I can go on it. Email me the information so I can go on it.
Yeah, we'll do. And I just want to, before I give it back to you, I just want to pray for you also and pray for the listeners. Is that okay?
Okay.
Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, thank you for my sister, my Lord. Father, thank you for granting her the opportunity and to giving her this vision, for giving her this radio station, my Lord, where she can use it as a platform to reach out to this world, to reach out to the lost, to the hurting, the dying, to those who are in need of reconciliation and the love of God. Father, thank you for her life is tremendously graced and blessed, and your word is working in her mightily. Ladabusa parabusa rakasta liga, likarabushanda lakangra duska liga, apraduska libra bashete liga mahando, zaparabusa rabashanda lagadeja rabusonto liga angra duska. Father, fill her with your power. Let your anointing come upon her, my Father. Rabusanda rabashanda lika angra duska lakaba. Father, I pray for those who are online today that are under the sound of our voice, O God. They are listening to the message being spoken by our sister and have listened to the words that you have given me to speak, my Father. I know they are listening, my God. Touch them wherever they are, Father. Let your anointing come upon them so strong, my God. If there is any of them sick, let them be healed now in the name of Jesus Christ. If there is any of them needing to know the love of God, let them receive that love right now. Pour out fresh oil upon them, my Lord. For your mercies are new every morning, my God. You do not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Father, may they walk in love. And because they walk in love, my Father, their life shall be from glory to glory. Doors shall open unto them. Opportunity shall open unto them. If there's any of them unemployed, Father, open doors for them. Let favor locate them. Any application form that they sent off for jobs, my God, let them force be relocated now in the name of Jesus. Let those companies call them, my God. They will remember the application form, that CV that was dropped in. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Sandelika Angra Dushkalakaba. Because they belong to you, my Father. There is no lack in their life. There is no need. It is far away from them. Rejection is not their portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For they are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Karabu Sandaraba Sandelika Angra Dushka. Father, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your manifold blessings and your love which you have poured out upon us. Thank you, my God, that you have given us the ministry of reconciliation. Thank you for the wonderful, glorious, beautiful name of Jesus Christ. For there is no other name above that name. And we live in that name. We move in that name. And it is our instrument. Father, we thank you, Lord. And we thank you for the words that we shall continue to hear from our sister for the rest of this show. And we bless you, my Father. We love you and we worship you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And thank you, Simon. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for what you've shared on the line today on reconciliation.
Amen.
And, you know, as I was reading in Ephesians 2 and 13, and the Word of God say, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once was far away, have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
Amen.
For he himself is our peace, who have made the two one and have destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulation. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of the two, thus making peace, and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death that in hostility he came and preached to you who you were far away, and peace to those who was near. You know, and I had one of the scriptures on Colossians, and it was saying, Colossians 1:15-20, I just give a brief thing about reconciliation. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether throne or power, or ruler, or authority. All things was created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead. You know, for God was pleased to have his fullness and dwell in us, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. I thank God for reconciliation today. That way I can go to my brothers or sister if anything that's wrong and say I'm sorry, if it's anything I've done, or whatever, but I can leave with joy and peace. Whether they receive me or not, I know what thus said the Lord. And,
amen,
you know, that's what people going to have to do. Those that's in the synagogue, churches everywhere, sitting side by side next to their brothers and sisters, not loving, not caring, not sharing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go give your offering, your tithes or whatever, you know God have brought to your remembrance. You need to get it right with your sister or brother, with your mother or father, or whoever. Go do what God say do. You know, because he telling us in the word. I thank God for this title today on reconciliation, because we need more reconciliation in the world today. We need it. I just thank him and give him praise today. because he is truly worthy to be praised.
Amen.
And I thank you, Simon, for coming on the show with me. I thank my other guests that come on. They don't ever say anything. They just listen, but I really thank them. Area code 918, she's still on. I thank her for coming on. And I hope this have helped her today, because it may be something at her job, her place of employment. Might be some friends or someone at her, even at her church or something, a friend that she may be trying to connect with or whatever. Reconcile. God know. He know everything. And love go hand in hand with that reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank God for the show today. And I'm going to be tuning in to your show tomorrow, Simon, because you have blessed me on this show today. And I know you have blessed every guest that came on, everyone that's listening, that may be over on the chat line. I didn't go to the chat line per se today because I wanted God to really minister through his Holy Spirit to each and every person that will come to the line even later in the archive. I want them to be blessed by the word of God that was spoken today on this line, because we give God the glory. It's not us, but we give it to him. We're just his mouthpiece today. And we're just saying, God, use us in the way that you would have us to be you. And love is the key, Simon. Love will unlock many doors.
Amen.
It will break many chains and bonds that's on people. It's that word, that four-letter word, love.
Amen.
And we thank God for that today. Because when we say we love somebody, we're supposed to mean it from our heart, not just from our lips and doing something else. When we say we love you, we're supposed to display and show that love.
Amen.
Each and every day of our life. And I thank each and every one of the guests that came on today, those that just listen. God had a message for you today, every person that listened today. That didn't say a word. God wanted you just to be shut down and just listen today for what he had delivered. I'm just a messenger, just the mail lady today, dropping off the mail. And Simon was the mailman, the messenger that came in and just put the icing on the cake on reconciliation with love. And we just thank God today for this show.
Amen.
We just give him the praise. And I hope everyone was blessed by the show today. And do tune in again next Wednesday. We have another exciting topic that will be on next Wednesday. I'm trying to think right now what it's on, but I want everyone to please come, because we're trying to reach the mass of people, even by blog talk. If we can reach, like you say, Simon, if we can touch one life a day, we may not touch a million, but if we can touch a life, one life today, and save and let them know that Jesus loves them, smile, so do overseer,
you know,
over here.
You
love
know, as regarding to that, you know, just have a consciousness that, you know, because as much as you need God, God needs you as well, because you're his outstretched arm in this earth. So you have a consciousness that God needs me. So have a consciousness that God is depending on me to save these people that were lost around me. Because you're his outstretched arm, so he has to depend on you anyway. But if you're not doing it, then who's going to do it?
That's
you
right.
Might be the, like I said, you might be the only Christian in that workplace. You might be the only Christian in your class. Even if there's other Christians there and they're dormant, you know, fellowship with them, build them up, pray in tongues, encourage each other. You know, we can make an impact in this world.
Yes.
You know, we can make a big, tremendous impact in this world. You know, the book of Acts was never closed. If you read the Bible, the book of Acts was never finished. You know why? Because your book, your gospel is there also.
Praise God.
It's the only book. If you read the end of it, it never closed. Why? Because your story is there as well. So what are you doing today to let somebody read about your story? We hear of great men of old, Kenneth Hagin, you know, all these great men of old, Smith Wigglesworth, people know about them. They left their legacy, now they're with the Father. But why are people going to know about you? What are people going to say about you in your area? Wow, that sister who lives on that corner there or that block there, she's on fire. You know, you have a problem, go and pray for her. You know, that's how you want people to know, and it will bring more.
That's right.
It will bring, you know, Jesus said to Peter, he says, feed my sheep.
That's what he said.
So it's up to us. You know, God don't want nobody to go to hell, because no man should go to hell anyway, because Jesus Christ went there as a man. We don't need to go to hell because he went there for
us.
But people have free will. They have their choice. But we need to stop as many from God, because Satan is working hard as well to bring as many with him. But we are the light of this world, as Jesus said. You know, we are the salt of this earth. And we have the name of Jesus. If anybody, you know, is in bondage, just rebuke that devil off their life. You have power. Your words can have power. Say, whatever spirit is tormenting this person, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. Go. That's it. You don't need to fight with the devil. The Bible says, resist the devil, and shall flee. Fight the good fight of faith. That's the only fight that we have to fight, is the fight of faith. You know, so let's make an impact for this world. Also, you know, and I want to encourage people as well, you know, pray for your leaders of your nation as well, because you live in that nation. And I shared that the other day, you know, pray for the leaders of your nation, because the Bible says that all things work together for your good. So if there's something that's going on in your nation and it's not, you don't like it, you know, it don't line up with the will of God, you can make that change. The Bible says the fervent prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. So you, no matter how much millions of people in that country, the Bible says all things work together for your good. That means the weather, the currency, the finances, everything, the electric,
everything.
The sun, the moon, everything works together for your good. Pray for them. Pray for the leaders. The Bible admonishes us. It says pray for those in authority.
That's right.
We can make a change. Bring Christianity into our nations, into our governments. Be the one. Say, Father, use me. If these people don't know you, use me to go. That's what God's looking for. He's looking for people like Gideon. He's looking for people like David. He's looking for people like Moses. You know, the other day I was sharing yesterday with a sister. The other day I was reading in Kings about David and the three men that was with him. And I said, they were so touched by the message. I said to them, I said, listen, God don't need an army to move something. He just wants one man. If you read about these men that was with David, he says, only one of them slew 300 men. One of them slew the whole army. How? One man by himself. God don't need 20, 30 people to go and shake up your city. You alone. Once you use him, you say, Father, okay, then I'm here. Use me. Don't worry how the power is available, but it's how much power do you want? How much of the anointing do you want him to fill you with? Because what the revelation and the knowledge that you have of the word is Jesus Christ, is how much knowledge you will function in. But when you say, Father, regardless of the circumstances, I don't like what's going on in my city. I don't like what's going on in my neighborhood. Use your mouth and speak. You know, because of you, which I don't know why the Holy Spirit is leading this way, but there's somebody on the line that's hearing these words, you know, sister. There's somebody there. They might not speak, but it's touching them. You know, you might be a neighbor there, and there's always killings going on. You can put a stop to it. You just speak. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command that spirit of destruction to leave. Die by fire in the name of Jesus. By the time you know, wow, no more killings in your neighborhood, no more robberies, no more accidents because of you. You need to know who you are in Christ. You know, I was speaking to a brother the other day. He said he moved into an apartment, and before he moved there, the neighbors even told him, and when he first moved there, there was ambulances coming left, right and center, people getting this, blah, 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 drugs. And since he's been there now, the whole neighborhood has changed. Nobody gets sick no more. Nobody's being shot. Nobody's being stabbed.
Oh,
even the drug, even the drug dealers have gone. Why? Because he took authority.
He stood up.
Place.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, so that's what we are to do. Something there that you don't like, take authority, because I'm in this place now. This place is at peace. Where you are, no demon can stay there. Darkness has
to
go. Look at this.
Right.
The man said people have been sick all the time. Ambulance is coming left, right and center. Now since he's been there, nobody gets sick no more. How come? Because the presence.
Presence.
We need to know who we are and who we are in Christ. You're a giant. You're a spiritual giant. And you don't see it, but what comes off you? The anointing is so strong. That's why somebody could come in your presence and just get healed. You know, Jesus Christ, when he transfigured himself upon the mountain, he couldn't do that every day because he knows he couldn't contain it because nobody would be able to come near him if he did.
Uh-huh.
That's how powerful you are. That's why you can make changes. That's why he said, lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Cast out demons in my name. We can shake this earth for Jesus Christ.
Yes,
like
we can.
You know, like I said, you know, my sister, before, when I first came on, it hurts sometimes, especially here in the UK, and I know United States, first-class countries, first-world countries, you know. And there's people here, you speak to them, even elderly people, they've never heard of Jesus Christ. They don't know God.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts. But yet, one man who God created and gave life to can die, and the whole world knows about him in less than 24 hours.
That's right, and that's something really to think about, Simon. When you say that, you know, that made me think quickly, how quick those in the entertainment field is known within a split second. But when you're talking about Jesus Christ, well, who is that? Oh, where he live? Oh, you know, trying to be funny, whatever. But that is so true. How many people? And the word say, you know, when God come back, it's going to be where everybody going to know or heard the name of Jesus or know about Jesus. And it's so many people don't know about the Bible, don't know about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The one that created them, they, I don't know how they thought they just got here, but they didn't create themselves.
You know,
and all the world that's around them, you know. So,
you know, and people that have never heard of Jesus, some... You know, I've witnessed this many times. Sometimes you don't even need to open your mouth to see something about you. You go somewhere. Wow. You know, they can see the light. You may not see, but people see the light upon you. There's a difference about you. You look different. You talk different. You know, everything you do is different, and that's they will come to you. How come? How come you don't worry? You know, there's recession in the world, in the country, but you're still prospering. You're still making. How? Because of Jesus Christ. He was made poor so that I will never be poor. I refuse to be broke.
Yes,
you know,
that's what I say. I refuse to be broke another day in my life.
That's how we are to talk. I refuse to be broke. I will never be poor. You know, I put a post yesterday and people responded to it like crazy. I just written a small post. I said, if you are still struggling with poverty and still broke and etc., that means poverty is your best friend. Poverty is my enemy. Me and poverty can never be friends because Jesus Christ was poor, made poor so I can be rich.
That's right.
Not just finances, but in all things. He took my sicknesses so I live in divine health. There was a divine exchange. So people see this about you. How come you don't get worried by this? You know, nothing disturbs you. You're always at peace. You know, you don't get sick. You know, like people, like my friend came to my house one time. He's a Christian. And he asked me if I have anything for flu. If I have any those pills or medicine.
Uh-huh.
I said, why? He said, I got the flu. I said, what? He said, I got flu. I said, what? He said, I got flu. I said, my brother, I don't take medication. Look in my kitchen. You don't see those things.
Uh-huh.
He said, why? I said, listen, I don't catch flu. I kill flu.
That's right. Woo, thank you, Jesus.
The anointing upon me, any germ touches my body, dies instantly in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, we don't catch flu, we kill flu.
That's right. We cast it out and send it back to the sender, which it come in with is the devil.
Yeah. Any germ, that I said, any germ, if it touches your body, it dies instantly. Just like when you put a piece of paper on fire, it burns instantly. That's the way it is. You need to know who you are in Christ. You need to know the anointing that's in your life, the one who lives in you. The Bible says, as he is, so are we in this world. Jesus Christ don't get sick. So am I in this world, you know. He has given me divine health by his, you know. You know, my sister. One thing, and I'm gonna. I hope people are still listening. We grow in revelations of the word. You know, the Bible says. Let me just share something.
Go ahead.
You know, this is what I shared on my show yesterday. It was written down. Let me just share it. Okay. You know, there's revelations that you come to know and have in the Word. Like, when you come to Christ now, you know, the Bible says, you know in the Word, it says he took my infirmities and my sicknesses so that you should never be sick. That understanding there is wonderful and it's good. But there's a higher level, you know, and that understanding of the babyhood stage that Jesus took all my sicknesses is glorious. But then you grow to a higher level now and you come to the awareness and recognition that because you are born of God and you are born again, the life of God is actually in you now. So if the life of God is in me, that means I don't get sick.
Mm-hmm.
I can never be sick. It has to be a daily confession. But
that's
when you
right.
go around
that's
talking, oh, I'm sick, I'm weak, that's what will happen to you because you're talking it. You're giving the devil right.
You're talking it. You're giving it. That's
you.
Right. You're speaking that upon yourself.
Oh, just like the other day a revelation came to me. Moses went before the Red Sea and God said to him, why do you cry to me? Do it. You have the power. Lift up your rod. And God acted upon what Moses did. But now there's a new revelation. We don't need to part Red Seas. We walk on water.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, I mean, what you just saying, Simon, I mean, I can just holler all on this phone all day long because that's the way I feel. Here in the United States, we have with the group that I'm with, Kingdom Health Healing Herb Tea. This tea, nobody is on no medication, like you say. We drink this tea every day. God gave me a recipe for a salve. If anything touch you, break you out, or your hair fall, anything like, use it. I got a report this morning early. A man from Georgia called me. He had a neighbor came and he had been going to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And they were giving him medication, antibiotics, and things. And it would leave a day, but it'd come back. And it couldn't figure out what it was. So he said, the salve you sent me that you made up, I gave him some of it to you. He said he put it on him. That rash or whatever it is have never come back. He said, but what I'm going to do when it ain't no more? I said, just tell him, give him my address, and we'll send him some. Tell him what the cost of it is, and we'll ship it to him. I said, but, you know, God gave me that, a recipe for keep you out of the doctor's office, keep you from, you know, taking all this stuff. You're taking one pill and it's doing something to your body. Then next week or 2 weeks later you go back, they got to give you something else to counteract that pill you took 2 weeks ago that done messed something in your system. No way in the word of God. He said he gave us physician, but no way you seen. But he gave us the trees with the healing of the nation, the leaves, and that's what we use from the Bible. The things that he gave in the Bible, that's what we use. But you go, when the doctor saw, when I went to the doctor one time with someone, I'm glad you saying that because I can share this on the line. And she said, what are you using? You not worried with your leg, your knee? I said, uh-uh. I said, I'm drinking this tea from the leaves. She said, well, can I get some? I said, sure. I said, if your patients want to use it, I'd gladly make it up and sell it to them or give them the way how you can make it up, give them the tea, the leaves, that they can make it. A lot of people don't want to drink it. They say, oh, you don't need no additives or nothing. Just like if they were drinking a big glass of water. And it's just the tea. And nobody's been sick in the program that's on it. The salve that we use. People have it growing. People that had something broken out from them or different chemicals or whatever, it healed them. So, you know, and when you told your friend about the cold, we talk about that. You can tell when a cold is coming, when the flu or something, you send that back to the person. You do not receive that. And like you said, poverty and broke. I refuse not to have money. I will never be broke. Another man, my account is full. My savings account is full. I just like to, I have to declare that today. I don't care what it looks like. Somebody else. But I'm thinking for the finances. I thank you for the divine help. Healing. You know.
You know, I'm just gonna read something here.
Uh-huh. We have to speak, proclaim that.
Of course.
We, you know, if we don't do it, ain't nobody gonna do it for us.
No. It's about confessing. You know, you wake up every morning. You know, Father, I thank you that I'm blessed to be a blessing. I thank you that I can feed the homeless. That I can home the homeless.
Yes.
You know, I can feed the hungry. I can give to the poor. That's why God has blessed you. He hasn't just blessed you so you can be blessed. He's blessed you to be a blessing.
That's why we can
never be broke. If I don't have money, how can I give? If I don't have love, how can I give? If I don't have peace, how can I give? It's impossible. You know, the Bible says in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, Jesus says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says." Praise the Lord. So, what's that mountain in your life today? He has no right to be there anyway, but are you speaking to it or are you complaining about it? God is telling you, don't complain. Just like how he said to Moses. You know, when you look at it, you think to yourself, but when you cry out to someone, who are you going to cry to? He's a God. But God said to Moses, why do you cry to me? You know, that just shows to show you who you are in Christ. You know, the Lord Jesus, I just want your ears to be open. I'm going to read something.
Okay.
The Lord Jesus already defeated Satan and the cohorts of darkness on your behalf. Satan don't need to be defeated again. He's already defeated. Just resist him. In Luke chapter 10, verse 18 to 19, he said, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing..." And he never said, "and some things," or "mostly." He said, "and nothing shall by any means hurt you."
Yeah.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 15 presents a graphic illustration of the victory of Jesus over Satan and the cohorts of hell. It says, "And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." The Lord Jesus dispossessed Satan of his authority, rendered him powerless, and gave us the victory. Therefore, Satan doesn't have any right over the world today. Neither does he have the power to run your life. So if the circumstances of your life aren't in sync with the life of victory and dominion that Christ has obtained for you, it's your responsibility to effect a change. Don't cry about it. Don't muse over it. Simply effect a change by speaking faith-filled words. Amen. Perhaps you've been experiencing challenges in your health. It's time to speak and effect a change. Jesus said in Mark 11:23 that you shall have what you say. Act on that word. Act on that word. Speak and effect the changes you desire in your life. Appropriate and lay hold of the victories Jesus already wrought and accomplished for you through the faithful declarations. It may be in your job, your finances, or your family. Refuse to accept defeat. Keep declaring your victory. Don't complain about the predicament. Talk to it. I'll say it again. Don't complain about the predicament. Talk to it.
That's right.
Command a change in the name of Jesus. Your victory is in your mouth. Your victory is in your mouth. Jesus said to his disciples right after he cursed the fig tree, he said, "I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but you also, if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into sea, it shall be done." This is the way to effect a change in any situation. You have to declare words of faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to say something that our man of God, Pastor Chris, has always taught us. He says, God didn't give you a mouth just to eat and drink, just to drink Pepsi and eat McDonald's and to eat burgers and eat pasta. He didn't give you a mouth. Your mouth is not for eating. Your mouth is for speaking, because that's how you get to the top. Your words chart your victory in life. How do you get to the top? By speaking faith-filled words, by speaking what God says. Not what Simon says or our sister says or what your brother says or your mom. It's what God says. That's your testimony.
God.
Okay. God says, whoever is born of God overcomes the world. Therefore, I declare and testify. Because I am born of God, I have overcome this world. He says, I am more than a conqueror. That's your testimony. Speak what God says. He says, pay attention to my words. Incline thy ear. He says, oh, Manderebo Shata Kaliga. He says, let this book of this law not depart from your mouth. He never said your mind. He said, do not let it depart from your mouth. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. But meditate. The word, the Hebrew word for meditate there is hagar, which means to mutter, to ponder, to speak. Meditate upon it day and night. Holy Burabashata Kadiga, and it shall make your way prosperous and give you good success. My sister, I don't know about you where you are, but right now I'm feeling the anointing so strong. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that I'm a success. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that I'm a victor in this life because of Christ Jesus. I refuse to be a failure. I can never be a failure. I will never be broke in my life. My bank account is full of money. My pocket is full of money. And not only for me, but I am blessed to give. Oh, Rabba Sanda, you said as we give, my Father, shall men pour into my bosom. Press down, shaking together, running over. You have made me a life-giving spirit. You have made us life changers. Hallelujah. Oh, see, Karabunda Rabasanda, Lika Musata Karabara Shanda. Oh, Saturday Bundo. Reposo Rabasunto Liga Manga Dushka Lakamande. My sister, if I belong to Christ, how can I fail? Hallelujah. How can I be broke? We have passed death to life. We have passed from sickness to health. We have passed from poverty to wealth. Hallelujah. Manderebo Soto Liga Rabasanda Liga Angra Dushka. You know, for those who are listening, you know, just, you know, one thing to keep the devil on your feet is just testify. Testify. Don't be quiet. You know, call into the show. Speak to the sister and let her know what God is doing for you on this show right now. Phone in. Open that line and let her know the words that have been spoken have impacted you. You know, if you keep quiet, that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to keep quiet because when you're quiet, you won't walk in victory. You know, it's like the law of gravity. The law of gravity is always there. But unless I hold something up and drop it, it won't work. Just like the power of God. The power of God is always there, but I have to tap into it to make it work. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, for those who are listening, I'm going to say this confession. I'm going to say it slow, and I want you to say it after me. Remember, our words that we speak, they are words of power. The Bible says, where the word of a king is, there is power. And anything that we decree, it is established. Hallelujah. You know, so I just want you to repeat after me. Say, I'm a victor in Christ Jesus. I'm a victor in Christ Jesus. Greater is he that is in me.
Greater than he that's in me.
Than he that is in the world.
Than he that is in the world.
The word of faith.
The word of faith.
That changes things in my heart.
That changes things in my heart.
And in my mouth today.
And in my mouth today.
Prevailing over circumstances.
Prevailing over circumstances.
And situations.
And situations.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Satan and his cohorts.
Satan and his cohorts.
Are under my feet.
Are under my feet.
And I live perpetually.
And I live perpetually.
In victory.
In victory.
Health.
Health.
Dominion.
Dominion.
And righteousness.
And righteousness.
In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Let's just go ahead and speak in other tongues. Lakadebusa barabashande likimundo. Barabundo ragabusa bra angre diske li barabushata kade. Ragadeske ligimandra sunda angre duska lakaba. Father, thank you that I am victorious in this life. Thank you, Father, for what you have done for me. For Satan and his cohorts, they are under my feet, O Lord. Barabusandra angre duska lakaba. Ripo toso liga rabashete liga mahaya. Zondorabu sondorika angre duska lakaba. Sapara li parabunda. Thank you for your word, my Father. Thank you for your word, which is understanding. Hallelujah. Thank you that I walk in the path of success. I walk in the path of victory and greatness. Upon my path, there is no darkness. Upon my path, there is no death. There is no failure. There is no rejection, no sickness, and no shame. But upon my path there is light. Upon my path is divine health. Upon my path is peace, joy, happiness, prosperity in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Rabasundari Barabashata Kaliga Mahande. Father, take all the glory. Take all the honor because it belongs to you, oh God. Libarabu Sambarabashata Kaliga Mahande. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus' name. Oh, thank you. I thank God for this program today. I thank God for the Holy Spirit today.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know those was listening was blessed, and those that will come to the archives later will be blessed. Hallelujah.
Oh. Amen.
Amen.
Wow,
amen.
Just in my room right now, just feel the anointing so strong.
Yes, Jesus.
You know,
that's the way I am over here. Yeah.
Whoa. And it's, and even if a sick person walks past you right now, they'll just be healed straight away. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
If a sick person comes in contact with you now, even if a dead person comes in contact, you'll be raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Tarabunda la kadabara bashanda. O si pura batarigi bodarabashata kariga mahande. Zo tarabanda rigrabazundo. Zitaraka. Zatare bundarakadabashata gade. Ligama ragade. Ligada bundaragade gada banda da 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 da. So tarabushata kaliga mande. Bundarabashoto liga mandara santa liga angra duska lakaba. Father, thank you for the anointing upon our lives. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, my Father. Thank you for having mercy upon us, my Lord. Father, those who are listening to this program right now, who need to obtain your mercy, Father, have mercy upon them, O Lord. O labarabu shandelike mundo. For you said the harvest is plentiful, O Lord. But we are to pray the Father of the harvest to send out laborers. Father, those who are listening, those who haven't been saved as yet, I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, send laborers to them, my God. Send laborers to them to preach the gospel, my God, to let them know about this wonderful, glorious life that you have given unto us, the God kind of life, a life of victory, a life of success, a life of eternal life, a life of divine health, a life of peace, joy, and happiness. Father, what more could a man want than your presence, O Lord? For the Spirit of the Lord in the heart of man is something more than gold. It's worth more than all the gold in the earth. Worth more than all the silver, the diamond, and the rubies. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you are precious. You are holy and awesome, and I adore you. I adore you. I adore you. I exalt your holy name. Karabunda rabashete ligamando. Zoparabate ribusata kadiga rashanda lakama. Borabasende likidibushata kadushka. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be your name, O God, for there is no name above your name, Lord Jesus. At your name, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that you are Lord. At your name, Lord Jesus, sickness has to bow. At your name, death has to bow. At your name, poverty has to bow. At your name, cancer has to bow. At your name, rejection has to bow. At your name, darkness has to bow. For there is power in the word of God. Lakade bunda rabashata kadiga. Zo para bunda rabashanda like munda zabarabasanda laka angra duska. Ripoto liga rabasembre diske liga angra duska lakama. Father, we thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you, my God. I just thank you for those who are listening to us right now, my Lord, because I know they are being touched, oh God. And I know you are perfect in all that which concerns them. And I know if they came on this show today with sickness or pains in their body, it has gone. It is no longer there in the name of Jesus Christ. For all darkness has been dispelled from their life. Because Jesus Christ gave us the victory. Therefore, we have dominion. We have dominion over the forces of darkness. Hallelujah. Father, and those who are on this line today, jobless, from today they will no longer remain jobless. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba, sendeli ki bushanda lakaba. Botorobo sondeli ki mangra dushka. Thank you for the ministry of reconciliation, my Father. For we hope and pray also, my God, that through this message today, many will be reconciled to you, Lord Jesus. Even if they came to you and lost their way, my God, they will be found back in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Rabba, sendeli ki bushata kade. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Jesus. I mean, the Holy Ghost is just moving over here with me in this room right now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus, the fire is burning.
Amen.
Right over here. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen.
Jesus. I give God praise today, and I'm going to show you, Simon, how God was in this program. I only had this program to go. for 1 hour today. Don't you know? I'm not even cut off on the program. My program is steadily going. And it's almost going on almost 2 hours, and I only did it for an hour today. But how God have come in, how God set up a thing. See, when you do, when you obedient, when you obedient to do what God said do, how God will come in and lift up a standard and do. It was somebody that he needed to get this message through today.
I was praying a while ago, I was thinking, you know, are the lines still on? I was like, wow.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said to a gentleman yesterday, nobody has a say in your life, only God. And when God says yes, he says yes. You can say no. You know, you might apply for a job and the person says no. Don't be dejected because he don't have the answer. You understand? You need to know, God don't say no. The Bible says in him is yes and amen. You know, so God knows that somebody needs to be touched by this message today. And they have been touched. That's why he has left it open. And nobody can do nothing about it. Nobody in this world. Even if they wanted to say we need to cut this line off, they can't do it.
Mm-mm. I mean, you know, when I realized it, I heard how many minutes I had a long time ago, you know. And but we just kept praising God. And when I looked again, and I see I'm still on the air. And it's almost going to the second hour, almost about 20 more minutes. It'll be in a 2 hour.
Praise
and I
ain't
did a foul program in a long time. But I'm sure you, when God is in the plan, and when the other people, whoever come and listen to this broadcast, God going to draw them to this broadcast. They're not going to be able to shut it off. Until the very end. God has got some people that need to listen to this broadcast.
So, my sister, how many, do you know roughly how many people are listening to your broadcast right now?
Right now, I don't know. I probably won't know until later on tonight or tomorrow morning. They'll give me a count. You know, I don't know right now how many really are listening. I can see my switchboard, you know, a few of them, but the total, I don't know. But I'm praying that a whole lot of them is listening.
By the
on
grace
Twitter,
of God and
Facebook,
the
blog talk.
Amen.
Skype.
Amen. Amen. Let us know that we've been touched. You know, it's a consciousness that we have. You know, we're conscious of who is at work in us, the power that's at work in us and through us and around us. You know, we are life changers. We are life-giving spirits. You know, God don't want us to remain as a baby Christian. He wants us to grow.
That's right. He wants us to grow.
He wants you to pass
that stage.
Time to
come off of milk, babbling, and all that meat.
He wants you to come on, get up.
Come on up higher. And the only way we're going
to
get up and come up higher, every little win and doctor, every little thing that we get upset about, we can't take it personal. Because just think about it. If God would have took everything that they did to him personal, would we be here today? Would we be able to do the things we're doing if God would have took everything that they did to him personally? And he created them and created the world? He had to just, I can see when he said just, you know, turn the other cheek. He had to shake it off and keep moving. He couldn't just give it up. You got to know where you want to get to. You want somebody to just let your dream die just because somebody said you ain't, I'ma just use an example, you ain't got long, pretty hair, your hair is short. No, I say, oh no, baby, my hair's long. You keep confessing that thing. That hair's gonna be long one day. But if you gonna turn and get upset about the least little thing and your blessing was right at the door and you turned your own blessing away? No, I'ma keep loving. I'ma keep saying, forgive me, Lord, if it's anything I've done to anybody. I'm coming to you asking forgiveness. I ain't worried about if they don't forgive me. I want to make sure I have my heart right. Because I got to have that love.
Amen.
Ooh, well,
praise God.
Brother Simon, I know I probably kept you on it, but the Holy Ghost got us on here. Look like we can't even turn this line loose here today.
I've had a wonderful time, you know, and I don't even.
Yeah.
I had a wonderful time. Even if you want to go for 5 hours straight, no problem. That's the life that we've been called to, to
That's
preach
right.
the word of God, to pray. That's our life.
And you know, I do prison ministry. That's one. I do outreach.
Mm-hmm.
I pass out tracts, Bible tracts. I have a card ministry. I help women and men coming out of prison, children,
mm-hmm.
mentoring women and girls. And, you know, yesterday I went to the prison, and I'm a chaplain assistant, a volunteer chaplain assistant in the prison.
Mm-hmm.
And the chaplain that's there over the chaplaincy at the prison I went to, I'm just giving this testimony. It may bless somebody that's on now or may come on later. And there was a young man, was a prisoner that she had in the office. And one of the guards was in there, and I thought the guy was getting ready to go home. They were just telling him some things and stuff, to prepare him. And so he thought, I guess the chaplain was one was going to be a pushover when he came in to talk to her, stuff like that. So they had another volunteer in there and two other inmates that work in the office themselves, and from the trustee camp like that work in there. And so when I walked in, I just waited till he moved so I could go behind him. I didn't want to go in front of him when he was talking. So I went on behind him and sit down. So I just kind of would put my hand under my cheek by the table while they were talking. And I saw the Bible was open. It was open up to Romans, the 11th chapter and the 12th chapter. So I didn't know which verse he was coming from because he had stopped reading by the time I come in. So she said to him to read whatever. He wanted me to tell him what he had gotten from me. And then he said in chapter 12 in Romans, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And so she said, Miss Elliot, she said, I didn't know what I was going to do or say, and I'm looking at her kind of puzzled. You the chaplain, And she said, but God sent you in at the right time. She said, I want you to pray for this inmate. She said, we're going to put him in, we're going to all circle around. We're going to put him in the circle, and we want you to lay hands on him and pray. I didn't ask no questions, Simon.
Mm-hmm.
I just listened to what she was. I was just going tapping into what God wanted me to say with my eyes closed. Didn't even have my eyes open. So I laid my hands on the young man's shoulder. And so she say, he say, he don't know who he is. He can't sleep at night. And that's when I opened my eyes and I looked at him and I said, you can't sleep at night. The demons are taking control of you. I said,
mm-hmm.
The devil is alive. I did not know people that was in the hallway, the way the office was made. It's a hallway in the front where I came through the front part of the chaplaincy office, and it's another door. Go out the other side from the other end of the chaplaincy office. People were standing all. I didn't realize that until after I had prayed, and when I went to turn, I saw how people were looking all through the door. And I said, we're not going to pray no any kind of prayer. We're going into spiritual warfare on
mm-hmm.
behalf of this man. The demons can't have him. And that's what I went to doing. I went to praying. And so when I got through and I sat down, she said, God sent you in at the right time. And she said, because I was saying, God, what should I say? What do he want? I'm not what he expected me to be or to say to him. I wasn't pacifying his ego. But God let you walk through that door. So we touched and agreed and prayed for him. When I come to myself and I look and he was standing up there crying, and I just let God have his way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm showing you how God took me an hour-way drive from where I live to go to this prison to volunteer that day, which normally wasn't my day, to help her in the office with paperwork and making phone calls. I end up doing the phone call, but to show you, God had me in there for that specific reason. I only had 3 calls I had to do yesterday. I normally call people on death notices, everything, funeral, all this kind of stuff that I do.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have to do that yesterday. Just called 3 people.
log it in the book, give the information not needed or get the information for them. But my main reason was to go minister, just like you said earlier on the line. If we don't be sent to minister to but one soul that day, that's what God, I had to go an hour away to minister to that young man.
I'm coming.
And since you said it, you know, it started coming back to me by what happened on yesterday. We don't know how many souls that are going to be touched today with this broadcast on reconciliation and love. Hallelujah. Ah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Him. Ooh, well, I thank God for this broadcast today, Simon, and I thank God for you being my guest today on this line. No matter what part of the world you are in, when God got a blessing for you, nobody can keep the blessing that God got for you. I don't care who they is, who they profess to be, or what they think they are. When God got a blessing for you and He sent you to a place, you stay there. You know, it's like the man in the Bible. I'm not going nowhere till you bless me. I ain't leaving this line till God bless me. I looked at property yesterday. God, I ain't going nowhere till you bless me. You got some property for me that's been held up, but I'm taking it back today supernaturally. I'm going in and taking back what rightly belonged to me. Jesus. Ooh, I thank God for this broadcast today. Ooh, well, we thank you, Simon. I thank all the people that came in, 713-918, that's still on the line. And it may be some on the chat line. I didn't go over even to that area today because I was ministering and ministering to that have helped me today on this broadcast. And I thank God. It opened my understanding even more and more to even let me know that my life and my living is not in vain. If one person is touched. The broadcast last week, you didn't know what drew you to the broadcast last week. God brought you back this week. You know, we don't know where the blessing is. Just because we're million and million miles away don't mean God is not in the miracle-working business.
Yeah.
And so we give Him praise today, and we give Him glory. I'm going to see if I can shut the switchboard down, but every time it looks like I try, it ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I know even the music is not even coming on, but everything else is up and running.
Yeah.
But we give God praise. It's playing somewhere, but I don't know where, but somebody get me. And we give God praise for it today.
Amen.
Well, okay then, Simon, I'm going to tell y'all that I love you all. But
you
all have a blessed day. Love your family. Don't have to know them to love them.
I will send you an email with the link.
I said hello from all the way from Houston, Texas, in the United States of America.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'll be waiting on that information from you where I can get, and I'll find out what time it'll be my time from your time.
I think tomorrow, because you're 6 hours behind me, I think it should be 5:30 your time.
Oh, okay then. And I'll just figure up when you send it to me by what time to come on. Go to the prison tomorrow, but if I would miss it, I'll still tune in the archive, but I'm going to try not to miss it.
Okay, and you can listen to yesterday's one also. So I'll send you the link shortly in the email.
Oh, okay then. Well, I'll be looking.
And anybody else that's listening is Christ's beloved son.
Okay.
No. Okay, my sister.
All right, my brother. You have a wonderful day, you and your family. Love each and every one of you, all those that stayed on the line. I thank you. And you all have a blessed day. Show love somewhere you're going today, whether on your job, at your church, at Bible study, in the grocery store, in the retail store. Show somebody some love. You may even see somebody looking angry while you're sitting at a red light waiting for the light to change. Just turn to them and give them a big smile. And they're probably going to say, well, what are they smiling for? But it's so contagious, before they know it, they're going to be smiling and laughing. Try it. You'll be surprised how it will catch on. So we just give God praise today and want everyone to be blessed. And we're going to end the show today. But we're going to end it with a prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this broadcast today. We thank you that it has touched lives throughout the world, dear Heavenly Father. All the way to the UK, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, what you have done with Blog Talk this day. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that the word have went forth. Prayers have went forth. Miracles have happened, dear Heavenly Father, on this line today with Blog Talk, with joy and peace. God, we give you praise. And we give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. We give you the highest praise, which is hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name. You all have a wonderful and a blessed day today. Bye-bye.
Amen.
It's telling me to stay on the air. I don't even have to go off, you all.
Praise the Lord.
It said, are you sure you want to end this episode?
Yeah. Is that what he says?
Look at Jesus. Look at Jesus.
That's God talking to you there. He's asking you, do you want to end it?
Do you want
praise
to end this episode? Dog, what else you want me to say to your people, Lord? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy to be praised. Ooh, I magnify and glorify you, dear Heavenly Father. Couldn't do nothing without you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. It's telling me to stay on the air. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Manifestation. Supernatural. We are in the supernatural. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.